County News Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay. I'm the general manager of Buffalo Newspapers, and I'm also the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week. I want to thank everybody who listened to episode 2 of the Jasper County News Podcast. We're a little bit later with episode 3 of the podcast. Some weather and other things going on in Buckley Newspapers put a little bit of a delay on episode 3, but here we are. I hope that you're listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News newspaper. Rates start as low as $30 per year for a subscription to the Jasper County News. You can also find links to podcast host apps. They're pinned to the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page, whether you listen on Spotify or the Podbean app or whatever else you listen to podcasts on. Even YouTube now is doing podcasts, so you can listen to the Jasper County News podcast even on YouTube now. So let's dive right into what has gone on this past week. And first of all, in case you have missed it, it has been extremely, extremely cold in Jasper County and the state. Because of that, it's derailed some things, including school. Jasper County schools were out Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as other counties nearby, Jones and Smith in the Buckley Newspapers coverage area. Those students were out of school. I know some work places had to be off and closed down, and some businesses like that had to be closed. But I hope that you made it through. There was temps below freezing. I know late Tuesday night, I think I checked my app, and it said that it felt like 7 degrees at one point. So it was definitely chilly out there. We also dealt with some icy conditions Tuesday. I know coming into the office, you know, some of the roads, there was little patches of ice on some of our county roads and things like that. But I think it did get cleared up. Wasn't too terribly bad, but I know that there was some school delays and things like that. Well, a few things that happened this week. The Valero gas station in Heidelberg went up in flames late Tuesday night at approximately 10:30 p.m. Heidelberg Volunteer Fire Department, Oak Bowery Volunteer Fire Department, and Beaver Meadow Volunteer Fire Department were all three dispatched to a report of a structure fire at the Valero gas station on Highway 528 in Heidelberg. Departments from multiple agencies just besides those three, and also the Sheriff's Department and Heidelberg Police Department, they all converged to the scene of that fire, and they fought for more than 3 hours. I actually talked to Jasper County Emergency Management Director Hudson Jenkins this morning, and he was talking about how as soon as they would spray the gas station, as water would come back, it would freeze, and it was like they were on ice skating out there. And he said that, you know, the mist from the water hoses and stuff like that would get on their suits and it would freeze. He said so it was not ideal conditions, and mix that in with a dangerous situation with it being a gas station and flammable things all around it. It was not a good situation for first responders, but they handled it well, handled it safely, and want to commend them. There's been a couple of fires this week. There was one also Sunday, but I want to commend those firefighters and first responders and everyone who helps out in Jasper County. They made things safe, and they kept themselves safe in that situation. You know, we talked about it this morning. It was actually talked about in our supervisors meeting, which was delayed, that we're the only counties in the state. There's very few counties, I think, across the state that are like this. We have no paid firefighters. There are no paid first responders in that area. And we have 15 departments, and no one is paid out of those department. So everyone who comes out, everyone who's a firefighter and a first responder like that, they're doing it straight up because they want to and because they want to help the community, and they volunteer their time and they sacrifice a lot to do what needs to be done. So if you see a firefighter out, man, make sure to pat them on the back and give them a handshake. And if they're out eating, man, if you're inclined to pay for the meal, do something like that, because they help keep our county safe on a completely volunteer basis. So if you picked up a paper this week, I hope you did. You will see that Silva Bay had two Heisman High School scholarship winners. I know Stringer was also involved with that. I haven't got a story for their winner yet, but I did put the Silva Bay Academy Heisman Memorial High School scholarship winners. I'll get it out right at some point. Miss Swayze Hull and Miss Marie Morales, they were named the high school winners of those scholarships. Also, you'll see pictures in a photo gallery on page 8 where Bay Springs helped organize a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. parade. I think it went over pretty well. It was about 15 or 20 minutes long, and we got some good photos from there. You can also check out a live video on our Facebook page, and if you don't want to go on the Facebook page, you can go to the YouTube page. We have that video uploaded there if you want to watch the parade and see the cars and all of that that went by Saturday. You can do that. So I hope you pick up a paper. There's all kind of other things in there, and of course sports, which is what we're fixing to dive into Friday night before all of the delays and things like that that happened this week. Last Friday night, Stringer boys and girls fell to the Taylorsville Tartars, and the best way to describe it is, frankly, they got the devil beat out of them. The girls fell to the Lady Tartars 51-21. Janiyah Ross and Lakin Bradley each had 4 points for the Lady Red Devils. J.C. Brady, she had 7 points. Taylorsville's London Young, she finished with 18 points on the night. I knew she was having a great night, and whenever I checked the score sheet, she was just shy of 20 points. Meanwhile, in the boys' game, the boys' Tartars, they defeated the boys Red Devils 65-40. You had 8 Tartars who got on the score sheet, with Trent Clark leading with 12 points. Jaheim Campbell, he finished with 9 points for Stringer. Dalton Pittman and Kylan Senegal had 8 points apiece. You also, tonight, if you're reading, or I'm sorry, not reading, but listening to this podcast, tonight, I plan on being at Heidelberg. They're scheduled to take on North Forest in a district matchup. I know the girls are undefeated in district play. I believe they're 5-0, so they're looking to close out this stretch and end on a high note as we are getting close to district tournament time for all of our teams. I can't wait for that. But it'd be good to see the Heidelberg ladies and boys there Friday night. You also have Bay Springs. They're traveling to Newton Friday or tonight. If you're listening to the podcast, that'd be a great game. I wish I could be at both places, but I know Bay Springs and Newton will be a great game. Bay Springs edged out both the boys and girls edged out Newton here just a little while back. I know I'll be at Silva Bay, or plan to be at Silva Bay Monday night as they take on Lamar Christian. The Silva Bay boys, they have been hot as anyone else in the county, and they will look to take home a victory, district victory there Monday night. I also believe they're having senior night tonight. I think the girls and the guys, actually, I think I saw a tweet there where they're having Silva Bay is having senior night there. So, but I plan on being there Monday night to see what they do against Lamar Christian. So moving along, some big news that happened in the college football world last week. Actually, right as I got finished editing last week's podcast, I looked down at my phone and saw the tweet heard around the world. Nick Saban, Alabama head football coach, retires. He had a great career. I think great would be an understatement. But he had a magnificent career at Alabama, and pretty much everywhere he went. As I was thinking and looking and reading articles and things like that, the one thing that stood out to me, and I wanted to make sure to mention it on the podcast, is he had 28 seasons as a college football head coach. He never once had a losing season. 28 years of head football coach at the collegiate level, he never had a losing season. We won't talk about the Miami Dolphins and the NFL and all that. I want to keep it focused and tight on college football for what he was able to do. And in 2023, he finishes 12-2, makes it to the college football playoff, essentially is one play away from beating Michigan and having another appearance there We know the championships with the dynasties and all of that. And whether you like Alabama or dislike Alabama, I think whenever you pull back from it all, it is undoubtedly, I feel like that Nick Saban is the absolute greatest of all time, the GOAT college football coach. I mean, everywhere he went, he won, and he finishes up his career as probably the best ever to grace us as a head football coach. So, big news there. Talked with our graphic designer's husband, and he said, "Man, I'm a huge Alabama fan. I almost went out and put my Alabama flag at half mast because of whenever I heard him that he was retiring." But Alabama moved fast. They ended up picking up Kalen DeBoer, head coach who played in the coached in the national championship game for Washington. They pick up an elite coach there. They're adding a couple of coaches to come on as assistants and as a coordinator. Kane Womack, he was the head coach at South Alabama. He's expected to become the defensive coordinator there. DeBoer is also bringing in a lot of people from Washington, are expected to anyway. Offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb, wide receivers coach Jamarcus Shepherd, tight ends coach Nick Sheridan, and offensive line coach Scott Huff are all expected to join the Alabama coaching staff and coming over from Washington's coaching staff there. So that should be interesting to see what they can do in the SEC. And I'm also thinking about writing a column on it because as everything like this happened with Saban retiring and the end of an era in New England in the NFL world with Bill Belichick and the Patriots parting ways, it almost seems like a lot of my teenage and adulthood, early adulthood sporting careers are kind of coming to an end. You know, I was blessed enough to see the Patriots dynasty, the Alabama dynasty. I've been blessed enough to see LeBron James play at an elite level for 20 years on the NFL side. Tom Brady come along, and I think he's the greatest football player, at least quarterback, to ever play. You know, I got to see Jerry Rice even though I was younger. I got to see the tail end of Michael Jordan's career and you know, their last three-peat with the Bulls. You get to see players like Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, who are just icons. And, you know, I told a friend of mine yesterday, actually, I said, we might be living in the greatest time of athletes. If you're around that probably 25 to 35, 40-year-old range, you got to see a lot of great athletes play. And we can debate all day about who's the greatest. I know the NBA debate is, of course, Michael Jordan and LeBron James, and then the NFL is Tom Brady and Joe Montana and so forth. But, man, just to be able to see all of these people and men and women play at such an elite level is mind-boggling. You know, you think about the Olympics with Michael Phelps and people like that, and you've got Simone Biles, who is just dominating in her sport in the Olympics. There are just so many great athletes that just stand out through the past 20 years or so. So all that seems to be coming to an end. Now it's Patrick Mahomes and people like that, and it's kind of crazy. I feel like I'm turning into my dad a little bit, watching all of my players and coaches retire, and you know, seeing my little girl, she's kind of getting into sports a little bit, and you know, we watch NASCAR. I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and she kind of broke my heart a little bit because she likes the driver that I don't care for, and I'm like, man, but you know, he's a young guy, and my drivers are kind of getting older now, so it's kind of cool to see that and to see her fandom develop. But seeing a new generation come up, that's the way it is, I guess. But it's always nice to see, and it's always nice to see what high schoolers, you know, who the athletes are that they're following. I really enjoy seeing that and see who they kind of gravitate and move towards too. Before we end the podcast, something I saw, it was actually in our sister paper, the Smith County Reformer. Our editor there, James Pugh, he put this on his front page, and I'm considering running it in our paper for next week. But Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman is considering running for governor in 2027, governor of the state of Mississippi, Republican Lieutenant Governor. He is actually the first statewide official to openly express interest in campaigning for the state's highest office in 2027. And I want to kind of leave you on this. I know that that's a long ways off, but this is something that I hope to see some interaction. Would you vote for Governor Delbert Hoseman? I know that he's had some good decisions and things like that he's made, and some people might not think they've been good decisions, but I want to kind of leave the podcast on this note on a little bit of political discussion. Would you consider voting for Delbert Hoseman for governor? So can't wait to see comments, and hopefully everybody remains civil and all that. But I thought that was interesting, and it's just a few years off. I know it seems like we just voted in our governor, and we really just did, but 2027 isn't that far off as fast as days are flying by. So anyway, I hope that you all have a great weekend. I hope that you subscribe to the Jasper County News. Again, rates as low as $30 per year. You can also listen to this on Spotify, YouTube, Podbean, all of those podcasting host apps. You can find the links to those podcast host apps on top of the Facebook Jasper County News page. I hope that you all have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.